Thank you both for the information and all that you do. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, with that, that wraps up Andrew and Andy's portion for today. I do want to hopefully get through some finalizations, if not all of them, so we'll see how we do here. We'll move to item number 14. This is the Fur Bearer Seasons and Methods Hunting Raccoons. And I believe Mr. Canta was going to join us virtually.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of Commission, and Secretary Roebling. Thank you, Chris. I wasn't able to unmute. It told me to ask, so I raised my hand. The next up, I'm on page 56 of your commission book, and we do have the non-resident raccoon proposal. The commission proposed to allow non-residents to use dogs to pursue raccoons during that non-resident raccoon season, which runs December 1st through March 15th. This was a result of a petition that we received at your October 2023 commission meeting. And so we did take that back and had some discussion with staff and brought forward this recommendation that the commission did adopt as a proposal. So with that, the department doesn't have any recommended changes to proposal, and we're just asking that you finalize today, Madam Chair. But I would take any questions that the commission might have.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Canta. Any questions? Commissioner Beese, did you have a question?
How many non-resident fur bearer licenses have we been selling in the last few years, do you know?
Through the chair?
Yes, please.
Commissioner Beese, I'm going to have to ask if any staff are on that have that right in front of them. I don't have it right in front of me. I can certainly get it for you, but I see Keith Fisk is on here. Yeah, Keith, can you help me out, please? Thank you. Oh, he can't unmute either, I don't think.
Madam Chair, yes. Tom Kirschman, Director of Wildlife Division. Roughly on average, it's about a handful of non-resident fur bearer licenses that we sell.
A handful.
5 to 10, it's.
So do you really foresee a big rush of non-residents come here to do this when we've only been selling 5 or 6 licenses a year?
Madam Chair, so I think the key difference here, we were talking about this a little bit earlier. Again, the difference is there's a much higher number of people that buy predator varmint because fur bearer, a non-resident fur bearer, is for trapping, correct? Where the predator varmint license, a non-resident can purchase for hunting of fur bearers. So that's where the distinction comes in, why there's only a very, very small number of individuals that actually purchase the fur bearer, because that's specific for trapping opportunities.
Very good. Thank you. Any additional questions and or comments? Seeing none, this is the time for finalization on this item. If we have no additional comments, we do need a motion and a second to move forward.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner White.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Locken. Any comments on that motion?
Madam Chair, I think that we've researched just about every area that I had any concerns of. I haven't heard any other things brought up that we need to take into consideration. I think our department and director have given us ample time and information available to make this decision. So I would move for approval.
Very good. Thank you for those comments. Any final comments? Commissioner Teal.
I would just add that I think adding a regulation like this to an already existing non-resident season, it's maybe a little bit difficult to do that and change the dates of that season at the same time. And I know there's been concern from numerous houndsmen with the contests wanting to extend those dates. And I think that could be a discussion for another day. I think this is a good step in the right direction, and we can continue to have those discussions. So,
very good. Seeing no other comments, all those in favor of the motion to approve for finalization, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, it is approved. Very good. Thank you, Mr.